In the gospel reading today, our Lord uses this parable of the people who pull up the net from the sea. And of course, the net is full of all kinds of things, some that are good, some that are not. And he tells us that that's the way it's going to be at the end of the world, that the angels of God will then separate the good from the evil. What is necessary for us to understand in this is two things. First of all, God is going to allow the evil to remain right until the very end. We tend to look at it and think, shouldn't God get rid of this? Why is he allowing all this? To make us saints. That's why he's allowing it. We have to understand, people keep looking back and thinking, oh, if I could have just been alive in the 13th century because that was a Catholic century, and oh, wouldn't that be great? Not necessarily. Then the really stupid thing, if I could have just been alive in the 1950s when everything was so wonderful. All the problems we're dealing with right now are because of what was going on in the 1950s. Hello? Come on, let's get with the program. So we need to recognize that the situation which we're living, God is allowing all of this for a reason, to make us saints. If we were alive in certain areas in the 13th century that were really Catholic, it would have been really easy to live the Catholic faith, which means we can just go through the motions because everyone else is doing it. I don't really have to believe a whole lot. I really don't have to put my heart into it. It doesn't cost me a thing because everyone else is doing it. Guess what? Today, not everyone else is doing it. And therefore, we have to make a choice. We can go along with everyone else and just do what everyone else is doing because that's what everyone does. Or we can say, I am going to follow Jesus. I am going to live the truth. I am going to put the faith into practice. And that requires a saint to be able to do that. That's why God is allowing the evil to remain, because he wants us to be saints. Obviously, it's not easy. It's a lot easier to go along to get along. It's a lot easier when everyone else is doing it, so I'll just do what everyone else does. It's not going to get us anywhere. All that's going to do is make us a bunch of mediocre Catholics. Jesus said, be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Well, we have an opportunity to be hot, to be on fire with the love of God, because that's the only way that we're going to be able to do this. Oh, sure, we can do the legalism thing, and we can say, well, I just have to do this because the rules say. Nobody's going to get to heaven because they were a Pharisee. The Lord said, love the Lord your God. If we are truly loving the Lord, we're going to follow all the rules. Because we love him, not because we have to do all the rules. We want to do the right thing for the right reason. And the right reason is charity. And so we can white knuckle it, and we can just do it because we have to do it, because this is the way it has to be. When we stand before the Lord, it's not going to be a real good day if that's all that we did. He's asking us to have a conversion. He's asking us to bring him into the world. I don't think that we're going to convert very many people by being angry and nasty and judgmental and legalistic and being able to say, but I have to do it exactly this way, and if you don't do it this way, you're nasty, you're going to hell. No one's going to come to the church with that nonsense. But if they have somebody in front of them who truly loves Jesus and is serving the Lord and is going against the culture and is doing all of the right things because they love the Lord and because they love the people, that's what's going to bring people to conversion. That's what we need. Sure, there are a few people who have intellectual conversions. That is, somewhere along the line they're presented with the truth and they accept the truth and they have a conversion. The vast majority of people are converted because of the example of a Catholic who practiced charity. And when they see the example of the charity, then they seek the truth. So most of the time, it's the heart that comes before the head. And if all we're trying to do is convince people of the truth and their heart's not there, it's not going to work. But how does it work for us? It's not just about the rules. It's not just about the head. Are we really loving Jesus? That's the key. So that's what all of us have to look at. He is allowing the evil to make us saints. And a saint is somebody who loves the Lord. Someone who loves the Lord so much that they are conformed to the Lord. That's what Jesus is looking for. Not somebody who is condemning everybody else and being a Pharisee. That's not what he's looking for. In fact, he condemned that in his own day. He's going to condemn it again today. He's looking for somebody who loves him. We live in a world that not only doesn't love him, we live in a world that has rejected him, that has pushed him out of everything that they possibly can. On one hand, what a tragedy. On the other hand, praise God, because that gives you and me an opportunity to actually make a choice, because we can either be like everyone else and go along, or we can say, no, I'm going to put the faith into practice. I am going to live it in love. I am going to seek to love the Lord with my whole heart and soul and strength. And the more the world pulls the wrong direction, the more I have to love the Lord. It's just that simple. That's why he's allowing the evil, so that we can love him more, because we have to, because if we don't, we're going to get pulled into the bad stuff. So instead of whining and complaining about all the evil that's out there and why is God allowing this and this and blah, 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 do it the other way. Praise God, because he is giving you an opportunity to become a saint. That's what we're put here for anyway. The whole goal is to become a saint. And you live in the greatest opportunity in the history of the world to be able to do that. So on one hand, what a bummer. On the other hand, praise God. What more would you ask for? If you have the greatest opportunity to be a saint, shouldn't we be rejoicing in that? That's what we need to look at. So no more whining, no more complaining, no more judging, no more condemning everybody, no more of all the nonsense. Praise God. Love him and become a saint.